Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namam Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Hi Krishna, thank you all for participating today. I was asked to do an interactive session of related to japa, whatever I'm passionate about. So I don't know if I'm passionate about it, but I'm going to be, my topic for today, as some people may have seen, is called preparation, a means to show we care. So I'm going to begin with, or I'm not going to begin, but a few of the devotees here are going to begin with a little skit. Now keep in mind, I just completed the disciples course here in the Chicago temple, and we had about 20 people, and it was a lot of lively skits, among other things that was quite interesting. So these kind individuals were especially eager to do dramas or spontaneous skits. Now, up there, when we were doing the disciples course, I gave them precisely 3 minutes to come up with a skit. Today, I gave them a whopping total of an hour. So let's see what they have to show for us. Hare Krishna. Please give them a big Hari Bol.
He keeps an alarm at 2 a.m. in the morning. Not to chant, not to go to Mangalarti, but to watch the India World Cup. Let's see how his day goes.
Alright, so the World Cup is on. Good. This is important, right? Matches are important. India better win this match. So let's watch. Let's see how
India
this
won
match
the
is
toss.
Going.
Now Kohli comes front to bat. Oh, it's a boundary by Kohli.
All right. Kohli is doing well, which means I don't have to worry about the match. So let's chant a bit.
And our friend here starts chanting now. Oh, and Kohli hits a sixer.
Good.
It's a yorker and Kohli's out.
What?
Oh my God, what's India gonna do?
Come on.
And more importantly, what's our friend gonna do?
Come on.
Tick, tick.
Kohli's gone. This match is not going well. If I keep thinking about the match, I won't be able to chant nicely. So here's my plan. Let me watch the match, finish the match, then I'll go back to chanting.
That's strike number one.
You wait here. Alright.
So, and the match goes on and India wins the match. Let's see what our friend's response is.
Okay. Phew, that was a tough match. I'm glad India won. Now I can peacefully chant.
And he starts chanting again. Until he gets a decisive call from another friend who's also a devotee. Let's see what happens. And the phone rings.
Hello. Yes, Ashish, tell me. So tell me, what do you call me for?
Yeah, so I was having a few doubts in question number 3. I'm sure you must have had that.
Question 3 on what?
Question 3 of choice assignment.
What on earth is this assignment and when is this due?
Oh, he had given the assignment last week and it's just due in like 2 hours from now.
Great, 2 hours from now and you decide to remind me right now.
Oh, I'm not your reminder, come on.
Alright, okay, calm down Anirudh, calm down. Alright.
Yeah.
Okay, fine, so, okay, here's the deal. Thanks for reminding me, two hours ahead of the deadline.
You're welcome.
Let me get started on the assignment.
Okay.
If I reach question number 3, I will let you know.
Sure.
Does that sound okay?
Yeah, sure.
Alright, cool. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Now, our friend is chanting and now he also has to finish an assignment. What is he going to do? Is he going to choose the exam of life or is he going to choose the assignment exam? Let's see what happens.
Ha. If I don't do the assignment, I get an F. If I get an F, I get a bad GPA. I get a bad GPA, I get a bad job. This is going to be really messy. Japa can wait. Let's get to the assignment.
Strike number two. And our friend starts doing the assignment and he's done. And guess what? He also saved his friend with the third question. And now he progresses with the rest of the day.
Two obstacles gone. India won the match. Assignment is somehow over. There's a meeting. Let's see how that goes.
So he has an internship. Unlike us, he's actually a bright kid. He has an internship and he's also doing school. Go figure. And he has a group meeting today with his boss and his colleagues. And it's a Skype meeting. Let's see how that goes.
Hey boss, how's it going?
Hey Anirudh, yeah, it's going good. How about you?
Pretty good, pretty good.
Yeah, so I was having a question. So last week I had given you a task. Have you completed that?
Yep, it's done. The report is all ready. Yeah.
Okay, great. I need the complete documentation of that. I hope you have done that.
Oh yeah, you got it.
Yeah, because we are going to build up on that and then Karthik is going to work on
Don't worry about it. It's all set. Okay. Everything is nice.
Okay, sounds good. Then I think I'll just talk to Karthik. Okay,
so you don't need me for the rest of the meeting, right? I mean, I'll be here, but you don't need me, right?
Yeah, just be here, but I don't think I need to talk to you because the rest of the work will be taken care by Karthik.
Good, so I won't be talking during the rest of this meeting, right?
Yeah, I hope so.
Good.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right, good. Very good.
So now, he's done with this part of the meeting. What does our friend choose to do? Stay tuned.
Well, no one really needs me at the meeting anymore because they are going to talk between themselves. So I'll just be there, but you know, I only did like 2 1-third rounds of japa, so I'm left with like a good, 13 2-thirds more. So let me start off with that, and while, you know, the meeting goes on.
And his day progresses. He feels very tired now after his hectic day. He woke up too, to look at the World Cup. And he decides to go to the temple to grab his dinner and also do some service. Let's see how that goes. And mind you, he's done 14.6 rounds of japa now.
Alright, 14.6 rounds of japa, just 1.4 left. I can of course do service at the temple, right? So let me do some service at the temple.
He starts washing the pots, you know, and he's sweating all over. Now he's scrubbing the floor. Oh, and suddenly he has asked to take out the trash. Oh my god, he's such a hard-working devotee. Like,
everything for Krishna.
How do you bowl to him, you know?
Alright.
And something magical happens right now, you know? He gets a special something from one Prabhu in the temple. Let's see how that goes.
So the services are done, 1.4 rounds more. You got this, Anirudh. Let's do it.
Oh, Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. I'm well. How are you doing?
I'm good too. Oh, well, I'm seeing you here since past 2 hours. You have been doing really good service here. Yeah. Okay, cool. I have a gift for you. Maybe you'll enjoy that.
His eyes are winding up. His mouth is salivating. His hands are shaking as he reaches out. It's a rasagulla! And what is he going to do now? And he ate it.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.
And that's how his day went. Now he's at 15.3 rounds. And he has to go to bed now because he has to wake up early again to see the World Cup next day. Let's see what he chooses to do.
Alright. Let's go back to the count again. 14.6 when I was done with the service. Before I got the rasagulla, 0.1 round more. So I'm on a deficit of 1.3 rounds. But if I don't go to sleep, I won't wake up on time tomorrow. If I don't wake up on time tomorrow, I won't chant my rounds properly. So here's the plan. Let's do 17.3 rounds tomorrow. So I'll start with a minus 1.3 and go to 16 rounds tomorrow.
He's a very intelligent kid, right? He's good at maths too.
Sounds like a plan. But I forgot something. When is that World Cup final again? Let's check.
That's it.
I won't ask this question. Maybe I'll ask it a different way.
Has anyone never been on a date before?
Never been on a date before. Imagine that you go for a date and you're wearing pajamas. Your hair is disheveled. I'm not looking just at the women, also the men. And, you know, just no idea what you, you know, what you're doing. You just kind of walk into this environment with a brand new person without any preparation. Can you imagine the situation? Let me propose that we actually have a date with Krishna every day for 2 hours. Just us and Krishna. For 2 hours. It's actually not that much if you think about it. How many hours do we go to work? 8 hours? So 8 hours we're spending with people that, you know, not particularly inspiring to our Krishna consciousness. They're not going to take us back to Godhead. But we spend 8 hours at work or school or whatever. And it's just 2 hours with Krishna. When Prabhupada, before he came to the West, he received the instruction, the service to come to the West and to give Krishna consciousness. How long did he prepare before he actually came? It was decades. A lifetime of preparation is described. When the Prachetas in the Srimad Bhagavatam were given the service to produce children, 10 Prachetas, they were asked to produce children. What do? They go to find a woman immediately? They went inside the water, and how long were they in the water? 10,000 years of preparing to bear children, God-conscious children. And so on and so forth. When we're going, I'm going on flights a lot nowadays because of work. And I think about how important is a flight. Practically every time I'm taking a flight, I'm thinking, oh my goodness, this might be my last flight. You know, because aerodynamics can be so unpredictable sometimes. Last night I was taking a flight from St. Louis back to Chicago. And it was about 8:30 at night. The flight got delayed, and I was sitting next to sitting next to a pilot who was not flying, obviously. But this is a pilot who was on another, you know, with GoJet or something like that. So he was showing me what happened. We were sitting on the runway for about an hour, and he explained to me what was happening. The flight was getting rerouted. I said, why rerouted? Then he pulled up his phone app and he showed me, look, there's thunderstorms. I said, okay, so why don't we just go through the thunderstorms? There's a little turbulence. No, no, no. If you go through those thunderstorms, we'll probably crash. Can you imagine how my chanting was the rest of the trip? I finished my 16 rounds. But I was chanting. With eagerness. So on a flight also, before flight takes off, because such an important thing, lives can be lost with just one mistake. There's so much preparation that goes into a flight, taking off. There's so many procedures and checks and balances and so forth. Like that, there's our flight of life, where we're trying to take a flight back to our real home, Krishna's home. Our flight of life is that flight of hearing the sound of Krishna, who's a person. And so let me propose that how we can sort of make it a meaningful experience is based on how we prepare for the chanting. Certainly, when we're chanting is important. In from my meager experience, I found that how we prepare for the chanting is what leads to a better experience while chanting. Does that make sense? So we're going to spend the next 45 minutes to an hour discussing this topic about preparing to chant. And all the ways that we can prepare to chant, what are the blocks to chant, and so forth. Okay? There's a verse in the Nectar of Instruction. Some of you may know. Text 7. It says, Syat Krishna Nama Charitadi Sitapya Vidya Pito Patapta Rasanasya Narochikanu. So the first two lines of that verse says, Syat Krishna Nama Charitadi Sita. Sita in this verse means sweet, tasty, yummy, it's relishable. However, Pito Patapta Rasanasya Narochikanu, that one is infected with this disease called jaundice. And so even though it's so sweet, we cannot experience this chanting of the experience the sweetness of Krishna's names. It's a little different than experiencing the sweetness of the rasgulla that Anirudh was eating. It's a different kind of sweetness. It's the sweetness of a relationship that we are not so much attuned to at this point in our life. Maybe some are, but for most part, we're not so much attuned to. So what's the solution? The next two lines of the verse describe that kintvadaradanuditam kalusaiva jushta svadvi kramad bhavati tad gadamulahantri. That kintu, however, adarat. Now this is the word I want to focus on. Adarat is to offer respect with faith, with reverence. Those are the synonyms for adarat. When we offer kintvadarat, not one time, not 3 years ago or once in a while, but anudinam, meaning day after day after day, giving a lot of importance to, like offering, you know, giving a heart to this practice of chanting, like making it a serious practice. Kintvadaran, anudinam, kalusaiva jushta. Then what happens? Svadvi, we start to taste the sweetness. Gradually, kramad bhavati tat gadamulahantri. And the root cause of our material existence is destroyed at the root. That root cause is destroyed. Tat gadamulahantri. So that verse is it. Now one may have, anyone had a peak experience in chanting? You've chanted, maybe in kirtan, maybe in japa, maybe in the association of devotees doing something. And you've had this, wow, Krishna is real. And a certain feeling of ecstasy. How many have felt that? Yes. Now, in the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam, there's a verse, and we probably know it from an impersonal explanation standpoint. What I mean to say is, usually explained as a describing the consciousness of an impersonalist. It says, Aruhya Krishrena Param Padam Tata Patantyado Nadata Yushmadangraya. Where the demigods are praying to Krishna, they say, you may reach this amazing position, Param Padam Tata. But Patantyado. Right? It's like a peak experience in chanting. But then, patantyado. Why? Nadrita yushmadangreha. That adrita, so same word, but now it says nadrita. That now we don't have, because one may not have sufficient respect or sufficient attention, sufficient reverence, sufficient faith, which they regarding Krishna's lotus feet. Nadrita yushmadangreha, your lotus feet. So the opposite, nadata yushmadangriya, what happens with the spiritual experiences? On the other hand, kintvadarat, when you offer adarat, when you offer respect and really revere this sacred process of chanting, sacred time that we have with Krishna, which is like a date with Krishna. And he's such a person, he doesn't, he's okay with being a blind date too. We sometimes blind to Krishna. And he's completely, perfect. I don't know about the, there's a swipe right and swipe left. Maybe the younger people know about this. When you accept someone, you swipe right. And you reject someone, you swipe left. Is that it? Something like that. But a date with Krishna is always, you know, swipe right. Like that. So now, what I would like to do is request someone here who would like to help with being a scribe. Any volunteer? Everyone's laughing because he was constantly volunteering at the disciples course. Come on. Thank you. So let's brainstorm. What are some ways that we can spend time, what are some ways or what are some things we can do to prepare ourselves before chanting? Now, unlike what Bhakta Anirudh was doing, right, is just put your hand in a bead bag and go Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare. This gulab jamun tastes wonderful. Oh, how many rounds do I have? 6.4 left, you know. So, instead of doing that, what are some things we can do before we put our hand in the bead bag to prepare to chant? Can we have the other microphone? What's that? Oh. And I need someone to be a gopher to, oh, thank you. Okay, what are some ways we can prepare? Wait for the microphone if you don't mind, since we're in a big room.
Sankalpa, her intention.
Okay. So, meditating on the intention, writing the intention down, reading the intention. So let's, a little more practical, what would you do?
Probably writing it down and keeping it a place where I can see the night before or the morning as soon as I wake up.
Okay. Anyone else? Yeah.
Start with a prayer to Krishna, so, before chanting.
Start with a prayer. So, a little more detail. What kind of prayer? Krishna, please give me a house by the sea. Or the lake. Those houses are really good. Anyway.
prayer to, I mean, give strength to focus on him while chanting, so.
Okay. Prayer for strength. Yeah. Krishna, Sundar Prabhu.
And just having an understanding of why we are chanting. So, thinking about.
Yeah, practically, what can you do to prepare? To get an understanding of why you're chanting?
So, just think about know why you're chanting. So when you start chanting, as to what is the purpose behind it, giving
okay,
a thought.
Okay, so spending a few minutes before chanting and thinking, why am I doing this? Why am I wearing bed sheets, sitting on the floor instead of a couch? Yeah, that's good. You had something to share? Yeah.
Wake up early and set some time when you want to chant. Decide on the time.
Okay. Do you hear that? Yeah. Set up time you want to wake up in the morning, put the alarm clock and hit snooze until it's daylight.
Go to bed early the previous night.
You know, this is a very important thing. At least as a grahastha, as a man who is married, Maharaj confirmed it this morning too, one of the things that is critical to be able to wake up early in the morning is to be able to take rest at night. It's quite a simple logic, but it's very difficult to implement. Yes? How many people agree? And let me go back a little bit more. And the difficult part of going to bed on time, for some it's maybe TV and cricket matches and all that, but for the most part it is because we have dinner too late. How many people agree with that? Oh, only 20%. Okay. But most of the time that might be the case, is that we schedule dinner a little too late, which leads to sleeping late, which leads to waking up late and so forth. Okay, thank you. Set up a time to wake up. Somebody else had something? Yeah. Oh, okay. Sorry.
So, yeah, intention is more important, and reading Bhagavatam for 5 minutes or some time.
Okay. Reading Bhagavatam for 5 minutes before.
And another non-transcendental way of preparing is to be in a distraction-free environment. Like when I do chanting, I make sure I keep the phone charging in a different room where I chant. So.
Very practical. Keep your phone in a different room. How many people do that? Keep your phone in a different room. I do too. It's really helpful. Yeah, and then about halfway through, we go check it, right? Mataji had a... Can you get the microphone so the people can hear? Thank you. No distraction, read scripture for 5 minutes or short time.
Hare Krishna, mine is similar to what he said, you know, keeping the phones away. And also, oftentimes when my husband is chanting, I ask him a lot of questions in between and he's like, that's really distracting. So maybe sitting in another room or having a dedicated space where you can sit and chant so that every time you go to that space, you're reminded that, you know, this space is for chanting and you're conscious about it.
Okay, so like sacred, creating a sacred space, a place that, a place. It's separate, right? Creating a sacred, that, you know, this is my place to chant, right? Hopefully it's not in the backyard or something. It is like a nice one in the temple or something.
So similar to Prabhu's, reading something about holy name, like the Japa book.
Yeah.
Or something very similar.
Good. You can rip it out and stick it on the wall because we're going to use this a little later. Is it challenging to say this? He's a PhD. It's tough. Yeah, so reading about Nama Tattva specifically. What are some sources to read Nama Tattva? Google.
I mean, the only one that I know there are many books that others have written, but the Japa book.
The Japa book is one? Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Personally, there's one time I used to read that every morning. Mm-hmm. And I went through that like 5 times. It was amazing.
Yes.
Amazing book. Japa. Then there's some other ones. Yeah, he's written a book on Japa, is it? Satsura Maharaj. How to chant with attention. Yes, Prabhu.
I was thinking of 2 points, Prabhu. One is to be clean and have a clean environment for chanting.
Excellent. Being in a clean environment. Very important. According to our Acharya, Sanatana Goswami, he expresses this, and I'll share that a little later. There's a verse. There's a verse that Sanatana Goswami gives of how to perfect your japa. And there's 6 things to do. One of them is cleanliness. Chaucham. So cleanliness, the place around us is clean, and also try to cleanse the mind, right?
And the second thing I was thinking about is having a fixed time to, on a regular basis, to chant our rounds, at least some number of rounds, having a fixed time during the day so that it becomes a routine.
Okay, so time management. Preparing your day ahead of you so you plan, when am I going to chant my japa, right? Sometimes we take down a to-do list and the to-do list doesn't include japa. And so it usually is at 10 o'clock at night or something like that. But it'd be good to, let's say we have to attend to something important during, you know, the first part of the morning or whatever, then we schedule the time for japa a little later. Time management. Yes, Mataji.
Chant in the association of like-minded devotees.
How do you prepare for that? Like one Mataji was sharing with me, she hears her Guru Maharaj chanting while she's chanting. So you can associate with your Guru Maharaj or Srila Prabhupada if you can't be in the association of devotees every day. And most of us probably don't have that luxury.
Yeah, we actually started, but it's going on and off. We have this conference calls with couple Matajis who are having similar struggles. So wake up each other. If one falls, the other one.
Oh, so you wake up each other and very good.
Through the calls.
Through the call. Okay. Yeah. Govinda Mohini Mata.
Also offering prayers to your spiritual master and Srila Prabhupada before you begin.
Very good. That's a nice one. Offering prayers to the spiritual master. And to the disciplic succession. Of course, Srila Prabhupada. One second, let him write it down here. It's okay, I know him. He forgives me for teasing him a little bit. Prayers to the disciplic succession. So when we pray to the disciplic succession, what were we looking for? What are we wanting from them?
Mainly just their mercy and giving the strength to be more attentive.
Okay. And also, one thing that I've seen done, or I like to personally do as well, is to pray that may I get this taste and of being in my relationship with Krishna. I mean, I want to be in my relationship with Krishna, you know. Attention is one thing. It's like paying attention to a pot, right, on fire. You can pay attention to a pot on fire. And then paying attention to the holy name is paying attention to a relationship, which is a little deeper than paying attention to a pot.
For me, I'm just at the attention stage. Oh. So that's what I pray for.
Good. Thank you. That's your humility speaking. Yes, Mataji.
I think we'll have to find a place where we can chant loudly. As in, at least we'll have able to hear ourselves.
Very good. Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to do that. Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur would go on his veranda and he would go pace back and forth and chant loudly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. I mean, that's what he used to do. That was... So where would that be? In your husband's ear? Wake up, Prabhu!
Out louder when people travel on trains because the next person would be disturbing. So people tend to murmur in themselves while chanting.
So I couldn't hear you. That's too soft.
So when people travel on trains.
Oh, on trains.
Yeah, so next person would get disturbed. So right. We tend to do it in ourselves. Right. So we should find a place where
that's
we can.
Very true. Have you experienced, right? When we're in a public environment, I'm on planes a lot. So when I'm on plane, it's tough to chant. So I try to not chant when I'm on a plane. Try to schedule chanting outside of being in a plane. Besides the fact that you're hearing this buzz of a train or a plane, that you can't hear yourself speak, hear yourself chant. One thing I wanted to say about that is very important. Bhaktisiddhanta Suresh Thakur, in the previous Japa festival, like last year's whole festival, Holy Name, Rumpala Maharaj gave us a handout. In that handout was a very wonderful quote by Bhaktisiddhanta where he says that other senses that we have, the mind, the sight, and so forth, are envious of the ear. And so they try to suppress the ability of the ear to do its job. And we won't even know that Krishna is not his, that Krishna is his name, that is Krishna is a person, the holy name is a person, until we can actually hear the sound. He makes that quote. And so this idea of being able to hear Krishna's sound and knowing that everybody else in your physical makeup or subconscious makeup is envious of the ear hearing that sound. Tad gadamula hantri. Kill it from the root. Just hear the sound. It's good. It's because you kind of know where the enemies are and say, stay away. I just want to hear. Thank you. So, yes, Mataji. So we take one more and then we'll...
When we talked about people are commuting by train and trying to chant, if you actually block one ear and chant, then you are able to better hear.
Okay, perfect. Carry some cotton buds or something you can
put
something
in your ear. To plug one ear and then chant, you'll hear.
Yes. Eliminate distractions by putting a cotton bud, right? So now, I wanted to suggest some brainstorming, some ways to restart chanting. How many complete their 16 rounds every day, 2 hours straight, without having to restart their chanting in the day? Wow. So, have you noticed, like, in the morning, when we start our japa, we'll prepare maybe, we have a sequence of things to do when we chant, and then during the day when we have to restart our japa, what happens? If you're like me, it's hand in the bead bag, oh, I've got 6 rounds left, it's 5 o'clock in the evening, Hare Krishna, Krishna, I gotta get done, right? So how about brainstorming ways in which we can restart our japa, because we may not have the time and the environment and all of that to, you see? So some of these things, I maybe won't do it because of time, but some of these things we should have probably a package, a preparation package for ourselves of how to restart our japa during the day. Let's say we have 4 rounds left, 6 rounds left, 2 rounds left, even 1 round left. That even that 1 round, that let it be with adarat, with a lot of feeling, with a lot of reverence, with a lot of love. I need you still. So what are some ways we can conclude our chanting?
Conclude or restart, Prabhu?
What's that?
Restart or conclude?
Conclude. We talked about, I just sort of briefly mentioned restart. How should we conclude our chanting? What are some ways we can conclude our chanting? Put our bead bag down. There's a story of Prabhupada, most of you know. Prabhupada finished his 16 rounds. And he put his bead bag down and he says, now I can do any damn thing I want. Right? Rati Prabhuji, yes.
I think the way I try to follow this most of the time, but I, after finishing my japa, I express my gratitude to the Lord for giving me the opportunity to spend those 2 hours with Him. If I were to chant all my 16 rounds in those 2 hours. But even then, it's just that I have that thought or the feeling of expressing my gratitude in my mind, saying that thank you for giving me this opportunity today to and allow me to chant your holy name and associate with you in the form of the holy name.
Thank you. Very beautiful. Yes, expressing gratitude to Krishna allowing us to be with Him for 2 hours. That's beautiful. It's like putting you have a present, the chanting is a present you're offering to Guru and Krishna, and then you imagine just giving a present without wrapping it or anything, you just hand it off, right? So if it's done with a lot of attention and love, then you want to sort of put a row of ribbon, maybe some wrapping paper, maybe a bow on top, and then you offer it. So concluding our japa is something like that, putting a nice ribbon and bow and then all making that offering to Krishna. Yes, Prabhu.
Prabhu, one of the devotees mentioned that before chanting, praying to Krishna, being in a prayerful mood, to be more attentive. So along the similar lines, once we conclude, we are about to conclude our chanting, try to be grateful for how much our attention we had during the chanting and be in a prayerful mood to be more attentive for the next day when we are about to start our chanting. So I think that is something which I'm trying to cultivate when I'm trying to conclude my prayers.
So thank you for the little bit of attention I got during chanting. So it's an expressing gratitude again for the attention that you were able to apply in your chanting. Somebody else? How to conclude? Yashodhanand Prabhu?
Along the lines of a prayer, I always like to just offer a small prayer that I can carry Krishna with me through the rest of the day as well, that the consciousness that I may try to cultivate, especially during chanting, continues beyond the physical act of chanting.
So we're exclusively spending 2 hours with Krishna. At least we have that opportunity. And then the request is, please continue to be with me, even though I have to pay attention to so many things in my life. That's nice. Yes, Mati Mati. You wrote that? Pray to Krishna for his continued presence, yeah.
Yeah, I pray, like during the prayer, when we say to help engage in service of Krishna, and after finishing, I pray to help me remember that I'm servant of Krishna. So I think of always remind myself that I am servant of Krishna.
Okay, so a few minutes of contemplation after japa, that I am actually Krishna's servant, let me carry that consciousness with me. Help me to remember that I'm your servant. Deidre.
I usually like to conclude my japa with asking for forgiveness for any offenses I may have committed, either during japa or during that day.
Very good. So request for forgiveness. This is a very personal thing to do, isn't it? Like feeling grateful to Krishna, requesting forgiveness to Krishna. I'm sorry that I really was totally inattentive. I was having that gulab jamun while chanting your holy name. I checked my phone 3 times while I was chanting your holy name. I'm sorry. You know, that it's at least personalizing the process. And that's what we're hoping to do. So Rati Prabhu, you had something? Krishna Sundar Prabhu? Okay, this is the last one of how to conclude our japa.
Shishtashtakam prayers. I never did that, but I just got inspired when I heard about offenses.
So to offer the Shishtashtakam prayers after you finish japa?
Before is good, but...
Okay, anytime. Both is fine. Yeah, both is fine. Personal sharing, when I there's a song that Bhaktivinod Thakur has included in his book Harinam Chintamani, and this is a prayer that Haridas Thakur is offering to Lord Chaitanya, which starts like this: Kripa Kori Nam Rupe Amara Jivaya, where he prays a number of things, but this is a prayer that I like to chant at the end, is one of the things he says is, take me wherever you want, but may this relationship with you always be there. May I never lose this connection with you in the form of the holy name. And he also says that this taste for the holy name, I'm very fallen, please give me somehow this taste for the holy name. It's a beautiful prayer. And the other thing that, again, Sanatana Goswami recommends is to maintain silence. After finishing japa, because we've spent a stretch of time with God, with Krishna, with our most intimate friend, it's important to integrate the experience. And if we immediately start speaking, jumping to the next thing, working down our to-do list, what happens is the integration part of that experience is lost. So some kind of, needs to be integrated to that easel, sounds like. Some kind of time to just be with that experience. He says maunam, to be silent. So silent before chanting, silent during chanting. Of course, chanting the holy name. And then silence after chanting. Did you add that?
What?
Silence. All right.
He's really struggling. I think we're done with this anyway.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur also offers another way to prepare. He describes that it's like a sacred tent. Imagine yourself entering into a sacred tent where there's three poles, and those three poles represent three things. The first thing he says is that one contemplates who they are. Before beginning chanting, to contemplate, who am I? Am I this male body? Am I a father? Am I a son? Who am I? And to contemplate the fact that we're actually quite insignificant. We're small. We're tiny. We're in this vast ocean of material existence. And we never know what's going to happen next. Just like being on that flight with the pilot next to me telling me that, you know, if we go through the, we might cry. We never know what's going to happen in our life. So recognizing our tininess, our insignificance, number one. The second thing he recommends is to contemplate, where are we? Who am I? And then where are we? We're in a place of suffering. So if there's something bothering us, that's good, because now you can say, now I should expect it. I'm in a place of suffering. Material world is temporary and dukkhalayam. It's suffering. And the third thing he recommends is to think about, who are you connecting with? The all-loving, all-wonderful Krishna. So there's two features of Krishna that is important to be aware of. One, that Krishna is supremely powerful. And then second is Krishna is supremely loving. And whatever is maybe in our mind, residual because of disturbances and so forth of living in this material world, gets washed away, at least to some degree, by knowing and thinking about Krishna being both supremely powerful as well as supremely loving. So now we're going to do a little exercise. Let's get into pairs. So find a partner and discuss your personal preparation package, PPP. Develop a personal preparation package. You may already have one, that's okay. Maybe you want to augment it. Maybe you want to do better with concluding your japa based on some of the things we discussed. So pick a partner and discuss how can you better prepare to do your japa and how to better conclude your japa. Okay? Go for it. You have about 15 minutes. Pick a partner and discuss.
Thank you. I need to go search for my bag. You lost it?
Hare Krishna, you have 2 more minutes. I would highly encourage that you write down what your PPP is, your personal preparation package. For the papers are for the next exercise. But you're welcome to use it for your PPP as well. We'll pause there. Anyone needs more time or are you okay? You kind of have your PPP prepared. Yes? All right, so whatever you may come up now with, know that in time it will change because we somehow like variety. And variety is the mother of enjoyment. And it's fine. Our preparation package will change over time. We'll be inspired by something else. But at least if we have a clear idea within our own minds about what is it that I do to enter into the sacred space or the sacred activity of chanting, then that's what we're looking for. Like something that I know that I go through a sequence of things that is my expression to Krishna. I care. I really care. And I can't, we're dependent on Krishna to give His mercy. So the least we can do is show we care. Please give me your mercy. And these are various things we can actually do. So the fact that it varies is not a problem, but the fact that we have one is essential. Now, I've written on here, and you can look at it later. This is a verse from the Hari Bhakti Vilas, how to perfect your japa, japa sampati hetava. There's 6 ways to do so. Manasamharana, controlling the mind, shaucham, cleanliness, maunam, silence, mantrartha chintanam, very nice, affectionately meditating on the mantra, the meaning of the mantra, avyagratvam, steadiness, and anirveda, which is patience. So these are the 6, Sanatana Goswami described these 6 ways of how to perfect your japa. Now for the next exercise, spend about 5 minutes only writing on this piece of paper all of the ways you feel disqualified. Disqualified in general. Huh? You don't need 10 or 20, you need just 5 minutes and you have one piece of paper. So try to be concise about your disqualification. In fact, you could say that I'm never able to be concise. That could be a disqualification. I'm just kidding. But the idea being, what's coming next is we're going to take all of those disqualifications and offer a prayer to Krishna with those disqualifications. So list as many as you've known thus far and that's in the back of your mind. And then list a few more that you can think of right now. If you need help, I'd love to help. I'm used to being a fault finder. And if you feel perfect, I'm sorry. I made the assumption that some of us are conditioned. Write down a list of what you know are your weaknesses, disqualifications. In general, what are the areas that you know you need to be better at? Are there any? One? Some things that are just, your problems, your weaknesses, your internal issues. And maybe, nobody is going to see this. This is only between you and yourself and Krishna. And and your guru, if you like, you can share it with him. But it's just for you. We're not going to submit these in or anything like that. exams in school, it's a big no-no to cheat. And here, it's especially a big no-no. Please don't cheat. Don't look at another person's paper and copy or anything like that. When we go to for a job interview, we try to present our best selves in the resume. When we go to Krishna, this is our resume. There's a prize for those who got the most number of disqualifications. One more minute. So, if you all can now, with this Shishikisho Kishori Gornitai Shishir Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Maharani Ki Jai. Now, in the space of feeling needy and humble, recognizing that there's a lot of improvement required, now offer a very, spend the next 3 minutes and write down a prayer that you offer to Krishna based on your weaknesses. In other words, Krishna help. So, just some very personal prayer between you and Krishna. Specifically, let it be to Nama Prabhu, because right after this we're going to be in a big, large circle. We're going to chant japa, all of us together, having prepared to chant. Okay? So, just a short prayer to Krishna from your heart, and Krishna in the form of His holy name, offering your prayer for, or requesting Him to help us. Okay, one more minute. So I don't know how this is going to work, but let's try it. Let's get a big circle. Keep your prayer in front of you, and we're just going to chant japa together. Okay? Start from here. Let's go one big circle. We have about 5 minutes because at 12 o'clock the deity curtains are going to open.